Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show. Today's is brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us here in the studio once again is Sky Zintz. How are you, Sky?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Hunter.
No, no problem. No problem. You know you're always welcome. And why don't you introduce who else is with you here?
Well, today I have the great privilege of being joined by two of our starring cast members of the production Alice, which opens next Wednesday. We have Crystal Gonzalez.
Hi.
And Heidi Joy De La Cruz.
Hello.
Excellent. And what are you guys going to do first before we get to talking about this this play?
Sure. Well, we're going to do all songs from the show today. And so we're going to start with a song called A Little Bit More Something, which is sort of Alice and her sister Greta's conversation at the beginning of the show, where they're sort of Greta's trying to give Alice a bit of a hard time for not being like everybody else. And and just wants her to kind of to pull herself together and just run with the pack.
Excellent.
So here's a little bit more something.
Here's Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Maybe if you were a little bit more something, a little taller, a little less unruly. Maybe if you were a little bit more grown up, you could be a little bit more like me. You'll impress if you're dressed for success and you walk like you are gliding down the runway. Find some style, dress it up with a smile. Smiling tells the world what you don't need to say. Maybe if I were a little bit more Greta, a little cooler, but a little bit less breezy, a little eager, a little more perfumey, I could be the me you think that I should be. Stretch your stuff, don't act so tough. There's no second chances at a first impression. Fix your hair, pretend to care. Now listen up, 'cause here's my big confession. I used to play it safe out on the sidelines, but you've got to grab the spotlight if you ever want to shine. It's simple to see who I'm gonna be.
I guess that I still need to decide.
Maybe if I were a little bit more something, a little wiser, a little braver, maybe. Maybe if I were a little bit more something, I could grow into the me I see.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hunter, it's Sunrise. Man, it was almost a car wreck there in the middle.
Well, but they didn't know that.
No, no, don't
keep
pay attention
secrets
to the person behind the curtain.
The curtain. No, for those of you listening at home, we had a microphone that wanted to jump off the stand. So if you heard a slight flutter in the force,
that's
that
right.
Was a microphone
that's
losing
what it was.
Losing its mind at how amazing Heidi Joy was singing.
Oh, stop.
Well, this is cool. Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise. Now, tell me how this came about. How did you come to write music for this play?
Well, number one, like writing music for a musical, or in this case, a play with music, has been something of a lifelong dream of mine, because I've always listened to musicals. And like when I was 3 years old, I was like performing Annie in the little window of our house for my mom and my dog and my dad. this has been something that's like always been a dream of mine. And I think in the last few years, I've sort of started like trying to put it out into the ether that my interest as a musician is to do more than just perform. I want to do more writing work. And last year, VSC, Virginia Stage Company, had just produced Taming of the Shrew. And my friend Jackie Paolella, who's a producer in the area, had written and music directed all the songs in that show. So I put it out there to Patrick Mullins, who was the director there, that if he ever did anything with like children's literature or folklore or folktales, mm-hmm. that I would love to be considered to write the music. And it just so happened that later last year, he ended up having coffee with Catherine Hammond, who's the director of our show, Alice. And Catherine at that point was just beginning like the budding stages of this idea. And she said to Patrick, like, I want to do this play based loosely on Alice in Wonderland. I want to have my partner Lee Smith write it. But I really want a musical component. Like, do you have any thoughts of anyone who might be a good fit? And Patrick was like, yes, call Sky's End. So Catherine sent me an email. We sat and had coffee, and I was immediately like, yes, a million times yes, I want to do this. So it started about this time a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, we are Facebook Live-ing this interview right now, and if you see
Facebook
up in your feed, please share it so everyone can see it, see all your friends. So are you telling me that you wrote all this music within a year?
Yeah. I mean, and we've only got about 5 songs in our show. So it's not like I wrote Hamilton in a year. although, gosh.
How many songs are there?
We have 5 songs that are sung in the show, and then several sort of underscore pieces that I've been like putting together pretty much within the last couple of weeks as we've gotten further into rehearsal and realize exactly like what needs music under it and what doesn't.
Interesting.
We've even got kazoos in our show. We have puppets in our show.
Wow.
It's like a total family-friendly package. We've got, it's set in Louisiana, so it's sort of like the Alice in Wonderland story, but reimagined as if Alice was a teenage girl living in Louisiana and kind of coming of age with the flavor of the bayou around her. Yeah.
Now, let me ask the young ladies here that are also with you. Did you just meet Sky for this production, or had you already known her?
I had met Sky actually in the workshop we performed in November mm-hmm. for this show, and I actually wasn't Alice then. I was the March Hare. So it's been really neat to...
You were the March Hare.
Yeah.
And what are you in? What did you just sing there? What was the character?
Alice.
So you guys switch around?
Yeah.
That's interesting. And how about you?
Sky and I actually met her through like the improv comedy community, and mm-hmm. we've always kind of been like friends. We thought that we were like meant to be friends in the creative passion. And she actually just posted on Facebook like, "Hey, I'm having auditions for our Alice production," and I just liked it. And she was like, "You should come out." And I was like, "All right, I guess I'll audition for it." And
cool.
Here I am.
Cool. Now, this all starts Wednesday, right?
Yes. We open Wednesday, April 5th, and we run through April 15th. We have shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all the evening shows are at 7:30. Are they 7:30? 8? Oh, gosh.
Where is the Good Theater?
At the Good Theater, it's on Monarch Way and 46th Street.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's the newest of the theaters over at ODU. It's a beautiful, beautiful theater. You'll know it as the theater with the rainbow colored changing lights on it at night, and the big glass window. But it's a really, really great theater space, and our whole design team has just like really poured their hearts and soul into this production. We've got animations and really amazing costumes. I just highly recommend it, even not coming from the perspective of the fact that I wrote the show and obviously or I wrote the music for the show and it's near and dear to my heart, but just from the perspective of it's a visual spectacular. And so yeah.
Well, speaking of spectacular, would you like to do another song?
I think we would. Yeah. I think we would.
Do you like that segue?
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was really great. I like it a lot.
And once again, I want to remind people, if you're watching the video, and it seems like a lot of people are, please share it with your friends so they can watch it too. But anyway,
Facebook.
What is the name of this particular song?
I'll let Crystal introduce this one. Wait. Yeah, it's your song.
Oh, hi. This is I Have Changed, which is kind of Alice's realization that she isn't the same person she was at the beginning of the show.
She's
developed and learned more about herself and come into her own skin, and it's really neat.
And she's become smaller or larger or anything like
all,
that?
All she's of the had above. To do both.
All of the above. All of the above. Okay, well, you know, let's take it away here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Shade of me, it was strange, and I'm not who I thought I'd be, but I will never be the same. I have changed, I have wandered and I've slipped, but I have changed. Though I did enjoy the trip, once I forgot my name, I learned exactly who I was, and now the world looks bigger just because I've changed. Falling down a rabbit hole, anyone can do. It's how you find your way out there that changes you. There will always be a choice to make, a choice that is your own, but the road you choose will always lead you home. I've looked hard and I have found that I am changed. I couldn't tell my up from down, but I am brave. And I am certain I've no sense of what's in store, only that there's more. The girl I was only wanted to grow up. Now I believe I have grown up quite enough, so I'll stay here, keeping hold of all my muchness while still staying small. Glad to be where I am after all. I have changed. I have changed.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hunter at Sunrise with the music of Alice here on a Sunday morning with Sky Zintz. And so how many people are in this this little play here? How many?
We have an amazing cast of 11.
11.
And the cool thing about that is that only 3 of our cast members stay the same role throughout the show. Everybody else plays multiple parts.
Interesting.
Like we have a whole flock of drill team seagulls that do a step dance routine, and then those people also end up being the Mad Hatter's Tea Party and the Mad Hatter. Yeah, we've got our friend Jeffrey in the show plays the whale and the dormouse and the shrimp.
Wow.
We have a shrimp instead of a caterpillar.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You have a shrimp instead of a caterpillar.
That's right.
Why
because
did you change that?
Well, we're in Louisiana.
Oh, I got you now.
Yep.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
I should have realized.
If you're gonna do a New Orleans show proper, then you gotta have a gumbo reference.
Okay. So.
You know, Lee was just telling me. So Lee's the writer of the show. He was just telling me yesterday because I was saying Nolens, and he was like, no, down there they say New Orleans. So it's sort of like New Orleans, but like fused together.
Now I work with someone who is from New Orleans, and she likes to say Nolens.
Well, and see that goes back to the whole Norfolk conversation,
yeah.
Right? So when my song "The Tide" came out, which is like my Norfolk love song,
uh-huh.
I was doing lots of like interviews about it, and I've never gotten the amount of internet hate before that I got during that time. All these people from the area were like, she says the word wrong. It's pronounced Norfolk. She says it wrong. It's pronounced Norfolk. She says it wrong. It's pronounced Navak. Like, it was like, geez, wow. We've all got opinions, don't we?
Well, and then let's go over to Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah. No. My grandfather said Portsmouth, so that's what I go with.
Right. Oh, it's amazing. But well, this must be really a dream for you, Sky, because I can't imagine anyone else doing the type of music that you're doing for this particular show. I mean, this looks like it's a perfect fit.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's totally been a dream come true. And it's really funny how in the process, I've just like gotten more and more attached the further along we go. Like at one point in time, I was like, okay, I'm ready to be done with all the music. And at this point in time, I'm like, can I add something more? Like, we just added a kazoo moment to the show the other night because we have a Gator golf game that just really needed some kazoo. And you'll have to come out and see what that means because I don't want to give it away. But it has a little bit to do with Heidi Joy, a.k.a. the Red Queen, and her needing accompaniment to read the rules of a game.
Well, speaking of accompaniment, do you play the ukulele throughout?
So, funny you should ask. the cool thing about this process has been that it's really evolved organically. So when we had our auditions, we had everyone, if they could play an instrument, we had them come along and bring their instrument to audition so that we could kind of see, do we have the potential to have a cast who could actually be the band as well? And we really lucked out because we had several guitar players in the cast. We had a melodica player. We had a piano player. Our beautiful Red Queen over here ends up playing piano at the top of a very high stairwell for the show. And yeah,
there's a high stairwell.
Yeah, a spiral staircase.
A spiral staircase.
I would not be up there playing, but she is very brave. But yeah, it was kind of unclear in the beginning how we were going to do the instrumentation, but as the process moved along, we realized that we had all we needed in the cast as it was. So No, I will not be accompanying. I'm just making sure that everyone's like,
you're the musical director.
Yeah.
You're the musical director.
Yeah.
Making sure everyone is in their place and playing the right type of music and singing the right type of song.
Yeah. Or just being like, just go with it. Just play something you like and have fun.
She's our kind of music mom.
Aw.
She's the music mom.
They call me music mom because our stage manager, Justin, said in the beginning of this process that everyone could call him mom. And so Justin is stage manager. So he's stage manager mom. And
we love you, mom.
Yeah, we love you, mom.
And you're the music mom.
I'm music mom.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what else would you like to play for us here, music mom?
careful. Careful. The last time I came on your show, I played this song about somebody having a baby, and then everyone was like, oh, Sky, congratulations.
You're having
a baby. And then now, no. And then now we're saying music, mom. No, not ready. I'm just a cat, mom. We're going to play a song, the kind of the fun party song of our show. And our Mad Hatter is not with us today just because there's only so much room. We're kind of filling up all the room we can possibly fill. But I wrote the song, and so I'm gonna put the Hatter hat on.
You're gonna
literally.
Play it. You're gonna sing
right
the
now.
Mad Hatter song.
Yeah. And these ladies are gonna help me out a little bit. Alice has got a part too. So, this is called Watching the Clock.
Here's Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
The big bad world's a scary place. It's best to play it safe and keep your head on your shoulders. Perhaps you'll understand when you're older. Enjoy your tea while there is time. I'd settle down if I were you before you run yourself straight into trouble. Here in our quaint little bubble, you'll find that there's no need to hide because there's nobody telling you how to behave. You don't need to hit the road to follow your heart, child. You'll only end up back where you began. And there's no sense in cleaning your plate if you're only gonna mess it up all over again. No,
no use wishing to wander, 'cause wandering will make you wish you were home. And watching the clock will make the good time start. It's time you started making your own.
I'm not sure of where I am, still curious to see just where I'm going. With all these different ways I'm growing, staying the same feels sort of strange.
Well, if life's an open book, I'd rather not look past the page I'm on now. The table of contents is nonsense, and I got a sense that I'm better at keeping it simple than making a change.
You don't need to hit the road to follow your heart, child. You'll only end up back where you began. And there's no sense in cleaning your plate if you're only gonna mess it up all over again. There's no use wishing to wander, 'cause wandering will make you wish you were home. And watching the clock will make the good time start. It's time you started making your own.
I remember back when things were different, but now I like them just the way they are. 'Cause the only kind of tinkering I'm doing is thinking on the twinkling of a star. Twinkle, twinkle, dimply friend, eat your pie now, time for bed. You don't need to hit the road to follow your heart, child. You'll only end up back where you begin. And there's no sense in cleaning your plate if you're only gonna mess it up all over again.
No use wishing to wander, 'cause wandering will make you wish you were home. And watching the clock don't make the good time start. It's time you started making your own.
No, watching the clock won't make the good time start. It's time you started making your own.
Yeah.
Yay.
Man, this sounds like a lot of fun, Sky. I really wish you luck with this production. This is cool.
Thank you. It's going to be a heck of a good time. So I really, really hope that everybody gets to come out and experience it. I think there's really something in this show for everyone. And like Alice's story is one that I really think we can all relate to, because it's just a story of finding what it is that makes you you and being okay with sharing that with the world and not just keeping it alone in your secluded box.
Right. So if you want to get advanced tickets, can you get advanced tickets?
Yep.
How do you get that?
Yep. So it's odu arts tix.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets online, or you can get tickets right at the box office, which is again at the Good Theater on 46th and Monarch Way.
And how much are the tickets?
They're $15 general admission, so that's a great deal because you can be front row for $15.
Wow.
If you want to be.
How many seats does this place have? I've never been there.
I don't know exactly. I feel like it's like 150-ish. It's a relatively like intimate theater.
Yes.
And I mean, we totally anticipate selling out all of our shows. I encourage you to get your tickets in advance.
Yeah, it sounds like you might.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Ladies, I really appreciate you coming in here today. This has been cool.
Thank you so much for having us.
We really
appreciate it, Hunter.
Sounds like it's going to be a great production, and it starts Wednesday and goes through the 15th at the Good Theater. And again, the website is odurtstix.com.
That's right.
And anyway, that's how we wrap it up here today. Thank you so much for listening in, and thanks for the singing. It was great.
Of course. We appreciate it, and we will see you there.
And if you see our video on Facebook, make sure you share it so you can your friends can see it too and go out to see
yes.
Alice at the Good Theater in ODU.